Broadcasting live from the Business Radio X studios in Pensacola, Florida, it's time for Pensacola Business Radio. Now, here are your Business Radio X hosts.
Hey, good afternoon, everybody. Keith Hofert here, broadcasting live from the I-4 GovCon Summit down here in Tampa. And I have two very energetic people at my table with me right now. I have Deshaun Hines and Krista Shaw. And Deshaun, you're at Vetasmart LLC?
Yeah, well, not Vetasmart, which is pretty cool. I like that name, but it's actually Vetastart LLC, yes. We're an organization that is focused on helping our nation's heroes become our workforce heroes.
Okay.
One step at a time.
How do you guys do that? People come and find you and you kind of walk them through the process, or?
It's twofold. In essence, we have a website, vetastartllc.com, where they can go on our website and they can find out a little bit more about us. They can see my handsome picture along with some other pictures of some of the things we do. But at the same time, we also, you know, go to networking events and meet new people, meet some of our veteran family, and to know about what we do to see if we can attract them, try to help them become a success.
Is that what brings you here today?
Absolutely.
Just start finding people, huh?
Absolutely. And, you know, Chris is awesome, so I had to come over here.
Well, okay, so Krista, I see this is Regional Employment Radio, so obviously you guys are on the same team, sort of working for the same cause here, yeah?
We are. And actually, Regional Employment Radio is something that I'm starting here in a couple of weeks, and we're going to be advertising jobs and working with employers. Deshaun and I have been colleagues here for probably the last couple of years. His program is absolutely awesome, and so we have a really natural partnership. So as I'm developing jobs regionally across the United States and letting people know about those, and also some of the barriers that people experience in getting jobs.
Yep.
This is a great partnership with Vetastart because Deshaun has a business that will help employers to hire more veterans. And he understands as a veteran what it's like to understand the civilian world. He's really, he's a person of a great mind and a great heart. So he can help employers to make those steps to make a great staff. Employers really need to be hiring more veterans because they'll find that they'll stay longer, they're dedicated, have exceptionally good talents, and they are used to changing priorities really quickly, so learning new things is just part of the game.
Yeah. So what got you into doing this?
Let's see. What really got me into doing it was I was still on active duty, I still kept in contact with a lot of veterans who were getting out and who recently got out or been out for quite some time, and they would tell me about some of the struggles they had. But it didn't really hit home until my wife got out before I did, and she was very smart. She got out in 2010 in a time where information technology was booming. And she had the skill set to where she can build a computer from the ground up. She knew how to operate practically every program out there, but yet she struggled to not find employment but keep a job. And I was like, wait a minute, there's something wrong with this picture. Why is it that she can find a job but she can't keep it? And she has all this skill set and she's very friendly. So once I got out, I decided to do a little bit more research on it. And I discovered that the problem was with the soft skills and with the employers themselves, where they weren't creating an environment for the veteran to thrive.
Uh-huh.
And also the veterans didn't have those connection skills that were required in order to make the right impression. So then all of a sudden, after conducting my research, I came up with a program and philosophy, and, you know, here I am.
Yeah, and it's working. So how long have you been doing this?
I've been doing it since 2015, to be straight. That's when I went into a pitch competition. Mm-hmm. A funny thing is, my wife, she actually beat me in a pitch competition, won first place, and I won third. So
she claims bragging rights, doesn't she?
I tell her, you know, I'll let you win just to make it. But no, she did a really good job. And so after I won some seed money from the pitch competition, I was able to launch my organization.
Well, very cool. So, Krista, how long have you been doing your stuff?
Actually, I started in 2013 here in the state of Florida, and my story really is about it's about job seekers. So in my last position, I worked at Edmonds Community College outside of Seattle. I represented students in 92 certificate and degree programs looking for jobs. So that was a great job. It was a workforce development job, and how the steps I've progressed to today are that I really learned all the reasons that a person isn't able to be successful in getting a job. So solving those problems really frees that individual and it helps everybody. Our company, Passport to Education, actually has four publications. We have one for veterans, especially veterans with disabilities. Now, there's a smaller percentage. There's a real myth in our country right now, and we should just address that right now. There's a small percentage of veterans that have a disability that are not employable. Most veterans, like 99% of veterans, are employable, and they're
awesome. Don't you always love when the fire
don't you
alarm
love the
goes
fire
off
alarms
right
go off?
In the middle of the interview?
So this is the announcement.
I've never had that. Oh, man, so
this is the place where we say,
I'll tell you what,
this is how it all happens.
I got $5 that says you did it.
I think it's emphasizing a point, though.
Hey, when you're live, you're live. These things happen, so
it's no problem for me. But what I think is really important, while the audience is listening to all the sirens and stuff in the back, is let's make a change in the United States and make sure that we allow people to have an opportunity to work.
Yeah,
and look at assistive technology, and look at workplace accommodation, and so. We have a great, great economy in the United States of entrepreneurs.
Yeah.
And so they're ready to hire people, and people are inventing like crazy in the United States. So we just need to actually use technology to make sure everybody has a chance to work.
Yeah.
Yep.
I think you're right. So I think I'm gonna sign us down and let's see what's going on here. Okay.
All right.
But I want to thank both of you for coming and hanging out today. And hopefully this hasn't ruined our entire recording. I don't think it will.
I hope not.
We can do it again.
If you can barely hear it in the headphones, we'll be able to hear it.
Barely hear it in the headphones.
So, you might like a special thanks before we go.
No, go for it.
I just want to say, I meant to mention these guys' name, Andy Gold and Beth Curley. They were my mentors. They're the reason why I believe I've been able to be as successful as I am, along with me and Crystal. So I just want to say thanks to them. Hopefully they hear this and get a shout out.
Yeah, and not run for the fake fire alarm, huh?
Absolutely. Don't run this fire alarm. Okay.
It's a take action kind of time,
That's it.
It's a take action moment.
That's it. All right. Well, I want to thank both of you all for coming out here.
Thanks for having us on.
Yeah.
This is awesome.
Again, guys, this has been Keith Hoover broadcasting live from I-4 GovCon event down here in Tampa. Again, thank you all for coming, and let's go find out what's going on. Have a great day.